Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Have you recovered from Studio 2054?
No, I'm still getting over it. I'm still recovering from the girl hanging from the hula hoop upside down.
Wow. Well, one, I'm so glad you picked up the phone.
Two,
slams it back down. Yes, everyone. You know, we're shaking our tits still. In the wake of Studio 2054. But, you know, it's a new week, new day, new episode. So hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Now that I think about it, I honestly think we should rebrand
to
Gay and Unhinged.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of messages lately in the first 5 minutes of these episodes.
Yeah, I loved the tweet that was like, basically every episode of Legends Only. And it was a scene from The Simpsons where,
oh my
like,
God,
it's like mocking the View. Yeah. And she's like, men. And everyone's like, boo.
Where's the lie?
Yeah. Facts. Yeah, I don't feel as unhinged this week. Do you?
No, I'm coming back down to earth, and I think it's the tryptophan and the turkey. I think I'm just really, did you have turkey,
no,
by the way? Okay. Well, for me, it's the turkey. I ate a lot of turkey, so.
Did you do like a big dinner?
I'm sleepy. Yeah, we got a big bird. We got the, I don't know how many pounder, and we did the stuffing and the veggies and the pumpkin pie, most importantly. I'm all about the pumpkin pie.
Wow.
And yeah. It was just me and the family, the same family I've been living with for 9 months. So everyone's sitting around the table like, what's new?
Right. How was your day yesterday?
Yeah. That's what all of our dinner conversations are. So I know what's new. I've seen you every day, all the time.
Right. I'm like, it's
no gossip.
No. That's what I felt like. I was like, today's the same as yesterday, the day before
right. Well,
that.
You were just sitting around a table with your lamp, with your, you know, candle.
Yes, true. I did have a candle lit. I got a cheeseburger.
I liked your me on Thanksgiving where you're just having a full-on conversation across a empty table.
Oh, I had like a full, I had every emotion known to man experience on Thanksgiving.
Don't we all always?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, literally. I was like that. And then I was like, oh. And then I was like, oh. And then I was like, ooh. The whole range of emotions. And then everyone was like responding to my Instagram story when I went to 30 Rock. And they thought that I was referencing the scene from Home Alone 2.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, like, I'm literally just I'm just seeing the tree. Like, it's not that deep.
Right.
Yeah.
Is the tree deformed this year, or was that just like in process photo?
No, they gave her extensions. She's like fully, she's full. Okay. And then someone messaged me and said that it's fake branch. They do fluff her up and they put in spray paint and like the whole thing to make her green. Yeah.
Are you protesting in front of it
she's
now?
She's a fraud.
No fake trees.
No. Yeah, right? Plastic extensioned bitch.
Oh wow, I had no idea that they do that, but
yeah, they
you know
what? A little bit.
It's Hollywood. Yeah, they just
yeah, you know. It's basically, you know, the evergreen version of big tits. So
right, right. Okay.
You know, we all could use a little enhancement in life, especially me. I need my forehead done. I love how we're like
last week was your hair, now it's your forehead.
Yeah, I love how I was just like, oh, I'm not feeling that unhinged this week, and then here we go. You're
plotting your plastic surgery for the week.
Yeah, to reverse the aging that I've been through in the past 8 months.
What are you gonna do, snatch it back? Like, are you gonna do injections?
No, I want laser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just like zap it, resurfacing, that's what it's called, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just going to walk in just to be like, I don't care. Just zap my face off.
That's fun. I did that once. Infrared, not with my forehead, with I had a trial run of a infrared sweat thing where they
I remember when you did that.
Yeah, and they wrapped you up in like a baked potato and then they shoot lasers through you to make you sweat, and I had the option of watching a nature documentary or 5 Foot Two by Lady Gaga. So I just sat in my little death chamber watching her try and convince her dad that the album was good. And
my Stephanie Giromato.
Like literally I'm dying there as she's like singing Joanne. But anyway, it was a memorable experience. I don't think I would do it again, but I mean, it was fun. It was like a spa treatment. I don't know.
Sounds
a trial.
Chic.
I love a trial. So
well,
put me on I'll be the first on the vaccine list too. As I'm watching 5 Foot Two, inject me with the microchip.
Right, like everyone's vaccine comes with a copy of Chromatica. Like when everyone was complaining,
you hear it
about
in your head all the time. 1,000 doves. Oh my God. Side effects include 1,000 doves playing on repeat in your head.
I'll take it. Give me 10 doses. No, it's like when everyone was complaining about that iPhone that came out that had the Coldplay album.
Oh, right.
It's like that, basically.
Yeah. You know what? It's a risk worth taking. The Chromatica vaccine coming soon from Stephanie. Right. That's why she's been so quiet. She and Bill Gates are like putting it together now.
Wait, did you see, speaking of our Stephanie, did you see the photo of that dentist that looks like Gaga on Twitter? Someone tweeted, they were like, I've done this before. Show me your teeth.
Show me your teeth. She is such a busy woman. She works at Starbucks. She works at a dental hygienist. She's just busy. And that's why she hasn't been promoting Chromatica. She's
locals.
Literally inventing the vaccine for the locals.
Wow.
Well,
where the hell were we? We just went off script.
Here, we went off to Chromatica, as we often do. But back on Earth, we had Thanksgiving. And I think we should maybe jump into the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade.
Yeah, we have a lot of things to discuss from this holiday. Now, I was... So I'm walking through the park. I'm like having a meltdown. And I get this text from Brad. And it's just a video. And I'm like, uh-oh, what is this? So, Queen Ally Brooke, what did she even perform? Did she perform all night?
I don't think so. I think it was a festive song, but I didn't actually watch the full performance. It was really just that. Okay. It was on a float.
Well, yeah, that's the point of the parade.
And she was performing with the Blue's Clues float.
Oh my God. Wow. Didn't she, what was that? The Summer Spectacular?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? She did the theme song. That's what she did.
Oh.
So she sang.
The one like, we just got a letter. We just got a letter. It's got a letter.
I wonder who it's from. Camilla, throw this out.
Oh God.
Yeah, no, she represented for Blue's Clues, but it was really all about the final note of her performance, which led to Hoda reacting with a note of her own.
I'm just going to insert the clip. Listen.
Just insert
enjoy.
It right here.
Mention
literally Thanksgiving mood 2020
as the fake dolphin CGI balloons float by on the screen.
Okay,
did you see the chaos of the balloons?
Yeah, because I saw it all over TikTok. So like this moment was also on TikTok, and then people were screaming about the dolphins, and I thought it was fake, so then I had to look that one up.
It was like this dystopian fake balloon land where they created CGI balloons so that people didn't have to do it because of social distancing. And so there'd be no reason for audiences to come out, I guess. But then also they made a fake Dwayne The Rock Johnson one to promote his new TV show and him in the turtleneck look. And it was just like so 2020, but also so deranged. Very weird to see fake balloons going down the screen. Probably great for everyone who was wake and baking on Thanksgiving, but otherwise it's just weird. And then everyone was mad because the Rockettes couldn't even do their famous line kick because of social distancing.
Right. Cause they have to be.
Yeah. Our number one search was like, why aren't the Rockettes in a line doing their line kick line?
But then like other people are doing music videos where they're like making out.
That's why I don't understand. So I don't know, but
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Ugh, well,
so it was a kickless Thanksgiving Day parade with fake balloons. And to top it all off, our queen.
Yeah, there was one queen who was there in real life.
That's right. Well, Allie Brooke was too, but.
Oh, right. Yes.
Of course, we are talking about, as always, every week, Miss Bebe Rexha came out to sing Bobby, I'm Jealous, the new Baby, It's Cold Outside, at the Thanksgiving Day parade with the new Queen of Pop, Jenny O.
I can't. Like, I...
Ashley O is canceled and over. The Jenny O float featuring Bebe Rexha came by.
Now, there's way too many layers to this performance because, all right, let's run through them. So,
first of all, the Cruella de Vil sort of look.
Right.
It was very like Disney villain. I was into that look.
Fully covered. Like, you know that someone at the end was like, you can't have your tits out. We need to put you in a full cat suit from head to toe.
Full cat suit.
No skin.
Giant coat. A Jenny O turkey float. And Doja was not available for this. That's, you know, so that's okay because the Jenny O turkey was there and the dancers who were socially distanced away from her. You know, it was a really special performance.
I have to stand because like I love a queen of pop who does the parade and lip syncs because it's like, feel like it's a rite of passage, you know?
There was also an incident that caused a headline where the glitter that was falling, the confetti, covered the screen and exactly covered Bebe at the end of the performance. So like the camera was blocked out from actually seeing Bebe at the end of it. But you know, it was a moment. So that has only getting us more hyped for an evening with Bebe Rexha coming soon in December.
Yes, December 17th, right?
We're ready for it. Yes. By Jenny O on iTunes as well. She served.
Hey, I'm a hoe. I'm Jenny O.
And so were the dancers. So it was really...
I loved their, turkey chic look.
It was very turkey chic.
Right?
Yes.
What are those things called? What is that, a feather thing that a turkey has? A tail? I don't know.
A tail.
I just feel like there's some kid at home like watching Bebe Rexha be like, what's the line where it's like, I can't help it if I love that the way that food tastes. And they're like at Thanksgiving, they're like, yeah, me too. Like, I don't, you know, really fitting for the season.
It is, yes. I really like it when the pop stars sing like very current songs that have nothing to do with Thanksgiving or Christmas. And like she's singing about being jealous of scrolling through Instagram in, on a giant turkey.
Why is it so funny?
It's so good. She is the gift that keeps on giving.
I'm so excited for One Night with Bebe Rexha coming soon.
The only thing that was missing was her yelling at the non-existent crowd to sing along because the song was 50 weeks on the chart.
Could you imagine? She should have. Like, she should have just screamed and told the entire Macy's parade that the
Jenny
song
O.
was number one. Yeah.
Yeah, but she did save Thanksgiving. Now, there was also another viral moment that happened.
We're going to get canceled by PETA.
Yeah, this is...
For the whole, poor, this whole section.
Poor Poot. This is another moment where Demi Lovato simply cannot get a break on the internet. So what happened was, apparently at some point in her career, Demi did like a collaboration with a... vegetarian, a vegan, or it wasn't PETA, I don't think, was it?
No, it was like some, I forget what it's called.
Yeah, but it was something else. And it's a picture of her holding up a live, important detail.
She's like coddling a live turkey.
It's the company's called Farm Sanctuary. And turkeys are bright, social animals who enjoy being pet. Just ask Demi Lovato. Is the SponCon post, and she's holding a turkey. And then the next slide of the viral tweet is her turkey in the oven, captioned, "I'm thankful for all of you," from her Instagram.
It's so bad.
It has nearly a million likes.
It's gonna be so bad.
It has nearly a million likes on Twitter, 758,000 likes.
Now someone said this is not real, but is it real?
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't check.
This
could be fake news.
It could be fake news. I don't immediately see anything in the thread that denies it. But everyone's mostly defending her, so I'm gonna go ahead and say that this is this is real. I love it.
It's so bad.
It's really bad, but also really funny. Well, some people have turkey, some do not.
Some people have sometimes
some people can do both. So that's that. She
she can't win.
She can't win featuring Kelly Clarkson. That's true. I guess that's about all of the Thanksgiving festivities that occurred.
Yeah, I think
it was an otherwise low-key holiday. We obviously gave a shout out to Nicole Westbrook on socials, Timeless Turkey Queen.
What were you thankful for this year?
I was thankful that I got through this year. That's about it. Basically, because everything else makes me mad about this year.
Yeah.
So I'm just thankful that we got through it.
Valid. I support that.
How about you? Yes, our health and our, you know, sanity, what remains of it.
Yeah, I don't know if I still have that, but.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, I'm thankful for my health. It's been like 8 months, and I'm thankful that I have not gotten COVID. So, because I would die. I would D word, probably because, yeah.
Well,
I'm immunocompromised. So I'm like, if I get it.
Well, let's not even think about that. And we're all just going to ride on through the pandemic in a safe and orderly way.
Wait, speaking of Cornova, did you see the clip of Wendy? Because I saw this on TikTok. Where she was talking about, what was she talking about? She was explaining something about like COVID, And then while she was telling the story, she coughed, like she like choked on her, like, you know, sometimes like I cough too when I talk too fast. And she was like, oh, and like her, she literally looked like that emoji with the eyes bugging out.
Oh no, I didn't see that moment yet.
Yeah, I'll have to clip that and post it so you guys.
Yeah, can clip
I'll
that
post it on
for
my
the
Instagram story.
Perfect.
But yeah.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and also happy Thanksgiving to not happy Thanksgiving to the Recording Academy. Let's just say that.
Right. Some people are not thankful for the Recording Academy this year.
Yes, the annual Stan Wars began with the 2020 Grammy Awards nominations this past week. Now, well, the positives first. Our Queen Dua Peep, Dua Lipa, I believe it was 6 nominations. Well-deserved. Very excited for her. Huge, huge deal.
Chromatica.
Chromatica.
I think we should have
Stephanie.
That conversation.
I think we should have that conversation. There were some other wins. Chloe and Halle. What other, not wins, nominations, but we're hopeful. And yeah, Folklore, of course. That was a kind of a given.
Low key, like in my opinion, should win album of the year.
We
discuss that later.
But the most glaring part of the whole thing was that The Weeknd is nowhere to be found in the nominations, despite having Blinding Lights, which is the longest running top 10 song in Billboard Hot 100 chart history, which is crazy. Like that record is crazy alone. But then the actual album After Hours also was like critically and commercially successful, very popular.
Which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
His whole era has been really polished. He has a character. He has the, you know, that sort of like bleeding nose character era going on. He has a look, an aesthetic this era. The live performances have been particularly crazy. He's got the Super Bowl coming. And just the Grammys, as I tweeted, were like, okay, and what would you like me to do about it?
What would you like me to do about that?
It is peculiar, and there does seem to be some shadiness afoot now. He called them out. He said they were corrupt, and he said he demands transparency. And then a TMZ article came out saying that there may have been an ultimatum given to him between the Grammys and the Super Bowl, which is weird because they're both on CBS, so we're not sure if that's accurate. But there's something to this. Something seems shady about it. And obviously we don't really stand men in this house. Although I do really like that song. And of course our queen does, because every 5 seconds, Britney was dancing to Blinding Lights on her Instagram. And so was everybody else on TikTok. It is just so glaringly, it's an obvious omission that seems weird. But anyway.
Well, yeah. You know, I haven't taken the Grammys seriously since they snubbed the Burlesque soundtrack. So I don't know why everyone all of a sudden is all mad at the Grammys. They've been corrupt since 2010.
That is true. So, and I've never cared about the Grammys, because the first time Madonna got a Grammy was for Ray of Light in 1998, which is ridiculous. Anyway, we've had our rants before. Like, I don't care about award shows at all. I think they're completely, obviously they're subjective and it's wonderful to win an award, but I just don't think it defines success. So many of our faves have never won a Grammy, and that doesn't make them any less of a fave or legitimate. So I never get too wrapped up about it, but like, as this is the most prestigious award show allegedly in music, it just seems strange. I find the drama interesting because of the omission of one of the biggest stars of the year. It's very strange. And you can't really argue, oh, popularity doesn't mean anything, because like Doja Cat, Say So got nominated, and that was like a straight up TikTok hit. So it's like, what was the criteria? I don't know.
Yeah, it is weird because, I mean, like you said, we don't stand men, but like,
right.
To me, I always feel like the Grammys should be the one award show compared to the other 500 that there are nowadays.
Yeah.
Including the Legends Only Awards coming soon.
Coming soon.
The Grammys
the only
are
award show that we do stand.
Yeah. No, but like, I feel like every other award show, like the AMAs, the Back to the Billboard Hot Number 100 song, whatever, Emmys, they all are like stan wars, in my opinion. Like, it's all based on social media and, you know, who's going to show up and who are we going to get to perform. But I feel like the Grammys should be like the one award show that's based on charts and sales.
Yeah, I don't know. I find it very strange. And I think I just kind of live for the drama of it because I find it very interesting. And it does seem like there's something to the story here. So we're going to have to we'll have to wait and see on this one. But the chair of the Grammys is Harvey Mason Jr. And you might know him best as the producer of Mannequin from Circus. So it is
what does
a bit
it mean
iconic.
To be the chair of the Grammys, like
The head. I think the head of it. Sorry, not the chair, the chief. Chief.
Okay.
He's the Recording Academy interim chief. And yeah, he produced Mannequin. So that's basically all I have to say about that is it always comes back to Britney, basically.
Right. Well, yeah, that's the point.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. We talked about enough about the Grammys, although we did mention her name, Madonna. First audio win was 1998's Ray of Light. I know she won something for Blonde Ambition before that, but I'm talking about music. Anyway, in regards to music, she managed to upload Hung Up in HD after 15 years?
Yeah.
Right?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. And while she did that, I don't know if you saw the drama online, but the legendary soccer player Maradona died that day.
Oh.
Argentine soccer player. Very legendary. Considered one of the greatest players of all time. His name was trending. Unfortunately, many people thought that Maradona was Madonna. So very briefly, a part of Twitter thought that Madonna had died, and then she went trending, and it was a lot of people screaming about Madonna's not dead. And at the same time that happened, she tweeted, Hung Up's available in HD.
That's why I thought she was trending. I was like, oh my God, Confessions Tour, MDNA 90 coming soon.
It's, no, she was trending because people thought she was dead.
Oh.
Which is the way of Twitter these days. So Madonna's alive and well. She is posting with her boyfriend and posting her son dancing on her Instagram as usual. And yeah, MDNA anniversary stuff coming probably when the movie comes.
I hope. The video looks so good in HD.
It really does.
Also, her Grammy performance of Hung Up, so good.
We do use the Grammys sometimes.
Right. Yeah, what a moment. Do you remember when Nicki performed Roman Holiday at the Grammys?
One of the most memorable...
Iconic
performances ever. Well, truly mania.
Grammy deep dive coming later whenever the Grammys
are. We don't stand men. We don't stand Grammys.
No. But we'll talk about it.
we'll talk about
it. They're in January, right?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if we get there.
We'll Speaking of Grammy Award winners.
Oh, yes. For our favorite song ever, Toxic. Best dance recording.
Yes. Difficult to get. Legends only have them. It's true, though. Kylie has a best dance recording. Britney, I think Madonna does. Maybe not. Anyway, we're talking about Miss Britney Spears once again in the headlines. Well, the fan headlines. It's quieter. For a new release. Just what we wanted. The fourth anniversary reissue of Glory, a double vinyl in 1,000 quantity or something obscure. In Germany or something, featuring two new songs, Swimming in the Stars, which we've heard about already, coming to Urban Outfitters, and now Matches is also coming.
What was that?
As we talked about on our thread, clearly this was written about her gym burning down.
Is it?
I don't think so. I will have to see. But
isn't it so awful that, like, I go so hard for Glory and I could not possibly give a flying fuck about any of this?
No, I don't.
It's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. It's unreal. It's causing civil wars among the already divided fan base. Now, in keeping with what I said last week, I'm not interested in buying this. I'm not interested in purchasing more merch from Britney right now. It's too awkward and embarrassing and sad and awful that they are continuing to pump out things at a time when she's making headlines suggesting that she's not okay with it. So I'm not into buying it. I'm not faulting people who bought it because it is very tempting and exciting to get new things, especially from her.
Yeah, I will don't say the artwork's cool.
Of course.
The new updates and I don't on like the sky and shit.
I don't fault fans for feeling conflicted because they want new Britney stuff, but also don't know how she feels and all of that. But
well,
for
also me, imagine if you were a Britney fan, wouldn't this be a dream? If you were a Britney fan that had no knowledge of the internet and you were just like living like your a local fantasy and you're like, oh my God, a new Britney CD. Wow. Of course. I love this.
And many people are like, I do think there are a lot of fans who really don't get too involved in the drama of it or know about the drama that much and are just kind of blissfully unaware. But, you know, who's been keeping up with it is has their own feelings about it. And for me, it's once again, I'm just like, I'm not touching it. I will listen to the song when it hits the internet. I will probably love it. And, you know, and that can all change the second if she hits a video upload and she's like, hey, buy my reissue, like, or I really like my song Matches. Of course I'll stan, but right now, like,
remember when she did that video dancing to Breathe On Me in the bikini? Like, if she did that to Swimming in the Stars, I'd be like, oh my God, number one hit. I stan. Buying the vinyl.
Absolutely. I just need any indication that she is into this, that she wants this, that, you know, because enough is enough. It's like, at what point does it feel too gross to, you know, continue to endorse all this merch, all these releases, all the anniversary shit? It's just like, does she like it? Does she want to do this? Because it's getting weird. Well, it's been weird, but
has it?
Now it's just like, and also it's just like for the fourth anniversary, this doesn't even make sense. It's right. Like what?
Like,
what
if everyone would look back at everything I've been saying and praying and preaching and saying and praying on the original Glory copy before they even put Tinashe on it, which, you know, that's no shade, but, like, let's, you know, the OG original CD pressing is fucking iconic. But, and yeah, speaking of merch, you know what I did on Thanksgiving? Or no, not Thanksgiving, because last night, I was like,
what?
After I got drunk watching Studio 2054, I got drunk and I ordered Cascade merch.
Oh,
from
okay.
Black Friday. I like woke up this morning to like all these emails and I was like, what? I bought more candles and a fucking hoodie from Cascade.
That sounds exactly like what you would do after one too many Spike Seltzers. So I think that that is a good idea and I endorse that.
Yeah. Swimming in the Spike Seltzer tonight.
Oh God, yes, our plight continues, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, on, a lot of waiting and seeing.
Yeah, a whole lot of that. But she still seems to be having a good time vacationing and whatnot. So we're just gonna keep on hoping that she's having a good time and a peaceful life.
Yes. What a peaceful life. What's that like? Well, you know, on the subject of getting drunk and watching Studio 2054, where was I going with that?
Well, I think there were some outfits from that.
Oh, yeah.
We needed to
I got drunk
discuss.
And bought a Cascade hoodie, so.
You did.
Serving looks.
Hit it.
High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh, my God. That's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay, so last night, well, yesterday, a month ago, whenever it was that you're listening to this, it doesn't make any sense, but, you know.
Time is a social construct.
Yeah, at one moment in time, Dua Lipa did Studio 2054.
And she brought us back in time.
That is my high fashion moment. Now, we go into full detail of Studio 2054 on the Patreon bonus episode this week. But I'm going to shout out the moment that FKA Twigs got on that pole as like my high fashion. I mean, I love a stripper pole. She was serving. It was like a simple silhouette. I was like, oh my God, that's a billboard. I want to be up there. I want to do that.
I completely agree. I also felt like it was a bit Chromatica. Like I felt like it was a weird alien kind of look. The poofy things around her, like that poof look was very like, Stephanie might be into that.
Mm-hmm.
So
also,
I was very into that.
One of the dancers, with the blue, like feathery, I don't even know, what's that fabric called? It's like the, it was like a short mini dress with like a halter top. And she had this like slicked back ponytail. It was so chic. She was giving me like the silhouette of Christina at the 2003 VMAs in the pink feather dress. But like it was blue. Yeah, shout out to her too. I hope she's having a lovely day. She was serving.
She was serving. Everyone was really serving. And yes, we will go into in detail. My favorite was the look at the end of the performance from Dua. I just think, well, the whole performance, she looked gorgeous, but that sort of the details around her and the butt cutout, very Cher at the Oscars from way back in the day. I just loved that look on her. And I thought it was quite a stunner of a finale from her. And
was
yeah,
that the custom Mugler?
Yes.
Isn't that, that's
oh
what it's,
my God.
Fashion. That's how it's pronounced, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, is it Mugler?
Oh God. Anna Wintour is shaking.
No, it's
T. Wintour.
Mugler.
Mugler.
I don't know how I know that.
I don't know either, but
I did go to FIT, but
well,
like
sometimes it seeps through, I guess.
Yeah. I went to the Fashion Institute of Technology.
Oh, fashion?
Yeah. I went to the High Fashion Editorial Institute of Technology here in New York for graphic design. I know that's nothing like, about fashion.
That's Gaga talking about Tish is you talking about FIT.
Literally. Right? She's like, I went to NYU. Yeah.
Yep.
The new school.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely into that look. And yeah. Oh, you had another one though.
Oh yeah. Speaking of our Stephanie, which I just saw moments before calling you. She started singing Sign from Above and I was like shaking, but then I realized it was just a Valentino spawn.
Yes. Yeah, she has not done.
So your dog's mad
Chromatica.
Too.
My dog has been waiting for Sign from Above to be a single forever.
Yeah.
And
Grammy
instead, what we're getting.
Nominated Sign from Above, by the way.
That's true. That's a fact. And she's done everything she can to do everything but promote the actual album, but she has been getting a lot of money. So we've got the House Labs, Valentino. She's working on like two movies. She has no time for this album, but we stan.
She's saving up for the Chromatica ball.
Honestly, she might be. So we support and stan. Yes, the Valentino SponCon, delicious.
What a random choice.
Yeah. Well,
if she ruins 1,000 Doves with some fucking SponCon.
Well, she could always do that for
she could just strut down a hallway and a grocery store aisle and it's just all 1,000 bottles of
chicken wings.
Dove. No.
Oh, what's that?
Brad, we were already canceled by PETA.
Right. I know.
Jenny-O,
okay.
Jenny-O cooked Doves.
She could do a Dove campaign.
She probably will now. I mean, we just said it, so someone's probably going to do it.
Okay. And it's just we have manifested.
Yeah. And it's just like 1,000 bottles of shampoo or whatever Dove is. Soap, right?
Yes, soap.
Yeah. 1,000 flying soap bars.
I can see it. That's a billboard.
I can see it. That's the thing. Did you see that thing on TikTok where people were like saying that Dove soap cures acne?
I did. I've watched a few of those videos.
Should I try it?
I don't think it actually cures acne. I think it's just people aren't washing their face. So when they do it, they're like washing their face.
Wow, right?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But I'm not on that journey yet. But I do use Dove soap. Not sponsored, but if Stephanie and Dove would like to sponsor us, we're all for it. 1,000 Doves.
Yeah, new music video.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just so excited. Can you believe it's like 2020 and I'm shaking over Lady Gaga getting a Grammy?
Stranger things have happened. This is
right. Yeah. That is
everything we knew has been turned on its head. And now you're the biggest little monster.
Well, I was in the beginning. We've been on this journey.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Well, you know what journey we're about to go on next?
What's the journey?
New music.
Oh.
Yeah. Another blast.
We need a theme song for new music at this point.
What could it be? my brain's not working fully today.
Yeah, we'll have to look that one up.
I also don't want to get sued, so like I can't just like make a parody of another song, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay, we'll just say new music so we don't get stricken.
Yeah. So anywho, do you have a first aid? Here I am. I'm like, oh, I don't want to make a new song. I'm going to get sued. Goes into full. Do you have a first
aid? Takedown notice from Dawn.
Handy. Who? She couldn't afford it.
Oh my God. Wow.
Oh, sorry. It's bad.
The Aubrey stand is jumping out.
Did I ever tell my Aubrey O'Day story?
Don't we all have an Aubrey O'Day story?
This.
We literally do.
I can't remember if I ever told it. I'm getting to that point in the podcast where I'm forgetting things we've talked about.
I don't think you did.
Okay, so I stan Danity Kane. Like, by the way, that was a joke. Like, Queen Andrea, but like, you know, the first two albums, well, the only two albums, mm-hmm. are fucking iconic. So back in the day, you know, there's a show called Celebrity Apprentice. Now, don't get me started. Anyway, Teresa Giudice was on it one season, and she was on with Aubrey O'Day. And one day, I am going to the dentist, and I'm walking down the street in Manhattan, and all of a sudden, I'm on the corner, and Teresa Giudice and Aubrey O'Day are just on the corner with these little fucking hats and aprons, and they're trying to get people to buy sandwiches. And I'm like, that's fucking Teresa Giudice, like, on the corner. So obviously, I wanted a picture. So I asked if I could take a picture with Teresa, and it's her and Aubrey. And she goes, she takes my phone, and Aubrey is like, oh, like, you want a picture? And then Teresa goes to Aubrey, like, in her face. She's like, no, he said he wants one with me. And Aubrey was, like, stunned. And then Teresa yanks my phone out of my hand, gives it to Aubrey, and was like, take the picture. And I was like, So I have a picture with Teresa Giudice on the corner out of nowhere randomly that was taken by Aubrey O'Day. That's my
legends only
story. Yeah. And she was like in the BB Rexha red hair.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was, baby, she was jealous.
She was in that moment.
She literally was.
And I was so upset because I was like, oh my God, I stan Danity Kane. But like, I was so shook at how loud Teresa yelled at her that I was too scared to like say anything.
Yeah, it's for the best, for your own safety.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've once made brownies with Aubrey on it's on YouTube.
It's
you
iconic.
Can check it out.
It's so good.
It's yeah.
It's really funny. Your
she did a lot of self promo.
Yeah.
I'll say that. She had it ready. She's a businesswoman. She knew what she wanted. She knew exactly when to time like a FaceTime with her then beau. What's his name from Jersey Shore?
DJ Pauly D.
DJ Pauly. Yeah, she was having that moment with him because they were on the X show or whatever.
Diane, whatever the fuck your name is.
And then she did the FaceTime with Shannon to talk about Dumb Blonde. And it was all very calculated. But you know what? It was entertaining. But yes, yeah, so.
We stan. We tease, but we stan.
We did. We were there. We were at the the Webster Hall, Danity Kane.
We were. Oh my God, I almost fainted.
Yeah. One of the many times that you almost fainted.
That was in the wake of, you know, my concussed moment.
Yeah.
So I was like shaking. I was like, oh my God, the floor is rattling. I'm going to pass out. But like, oh my God, Andrea, I'm shaking. Anyway.
So speaking of Danity Kane, obviously, November 2020, it is time to add the Target bonus track from Welcome to the Dollhouse, Make Me Sick, onto streaming.
This was on my release radar, and I was like, what was that?
Literally, what was that? Yes, if anyone was curious, out of nowhere, on the Danity Kane official account on streaming on November 27th, Make Me Sick randomly appeared as a Target edition bonus track from 2008's Welcome to the Dollhouse. You know, it really takes you back to that era. I have all the time in the world for Welcome to the Dollhouse, so it was
so
a nostalgic
good.
Moment.
I just, at first, so can I tell you what I originally thought? I saw it on my release radar, and I was like, did they really just release a song called Make Me Sick in the middle of a pandemic? And I started, like, busting out laughing because I was like, Aubrey would do that.
Right, she would, yeah. But
we are frightened of Cornova.
But then it you know, it clicked. I was like, oh, wait a minute. No, I know this from something. And then, yeah.
No, yeah. Aubrey got in there. She called Apple and she said, we're going to look this one up and put it on streaming. So she did. And that's where we're at. So if you're checking up on the latest DC, not DC, DK, there you go.
Are it's they down to like here. DK2 now?
Right. It's like DK1 and 3/4.
Yeah.
No, it's really just, we'll see. We always hold out hope for our girls, but yeah, it's not. DK3 was a moment though.
Was it?
Lemonade.
Oh, wait. Okay. Lemonade was a bop.
Yeah. Lemonade.
What was the other one that I really like from, Eyes on Horizon? No.
That was a good one too though.
Oh.
But yeah, it was a time. The best
okay,
of times.
I'm looking
the worst
that
of times.
One up.
Yep.
Anywho, back to
Anywho,
2020.
Back to 2020. Yes, we have
Let's
some new releases.
Discuss one of the best songs of the week, in my personal opinion.
Oh, here we go.
here we go. Yeah. Lucid by Rina Sawayama.
Yes, that's
true. Did I pronounce
true.
That right?
You did. Okay. You got it. Yes.
I was having like a Nicole Scherzinger moment. I kept mispronouncing it and I was like, oh my God, I'm fucking canceled.
No, you got it. Yeah, Rina is back with a new song called Lucid, produced by Blood Pop of Chromatica fame. And it definitely gives you that Chromatica journey. It's very housey, bubbly, fun vibes. She actually did it 2 years ago, which means she was slightly ahead of her time because it sounds like she did it at the same time or slightly before Gaga was working on Chromatica, which is cool. Yeah, so Rina Sawayama, if you don't know, you got to know her. She's got one of the best albums of the year in Sawayama. It's got Excess, which I think is pretty much the standout song. She performed that on Fallon.
She did, and it is one of our best performances of 2020.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing.
She's deserved. An icon.
Yep. Yes. So get into that. So the whole point of Lucid is that she is releasing a deluxe edition of the album this December. It's going to have a lot of the features that she's released over the year and some remixes and some unreleased songs. So this was a nice way to kind of ramp up the attention again on the album. And for anyone who hasn't checked it out yet, you can get into it. It's really good. Very fusion of genres, very Max Martin meets kind of J-pop, kind of very maximalist pop sound. So that's the Lucid vibes. But yeah, it's so bouncy and fun. It's definitely one for industry, if it's still around.
It's so good. I have like this weird, like she almost feels like a fantasy to me because we haven't had like a concert.
Oh, I've been to a concert from her.
But like in the wake of this like massive album.
Oh.
You know what
oh,
I mean? Like yeah, it feels no. like this would be a moment where we'd be like at her show and it would be like, you know.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's like all the great albums this year, which this year is unstoppable with music and we don't get to see any of it live. I do hope that she gets to do it some sort of virtual moment. She had a tour that she pushed back and rescheduled 500 times, and I feel bad about it. And it's harder for her because she is a new artist, and there's, you know, the momentum needs to be coming strong to sell those shows because, you know, you're just starting out. So
she has it though. She has such a
yeah, she has
a strong social following that will be there.
Yeah. So a good move to re-release the album right now, buys a couple months more of attention, and hopefully she gets to go out on the road or at least put together something cool online. So also in new music this week, one of my K-pop queens, Chungha, is making basically her Western debut with Rehab. If you don't know him, he's remixer, producer, DJ.
Oh, I stan. Oh my God, that's Ciara song.
Oh, yes. And he's done some really big Rihanna remixes. Like, his name is everywhere in remix world. Like, it's Rehab with a 3 in it. you've seen it, for sure. They have a song together called Dream of You. All English collaboration. She actually lived in Dallas for a while, and so she's fully, like, bilingual. She signed with 88 Rising, which is a label, and she's going to make a crossover moment happen with this song and a debut album coming in January. Very excited for her. She's one of my new faves of the new girls. She was in a group called IOI and now is solo. And she got a lot of attention online among the gays earlier in the year for her voguing in this video for Stay Tonight. And a lot of the gays stand. So she's back, Dream of You. Once again, the choreography is so good. There's like this hat moment that I love in the video, and I'm hopeful for her. Obviously, the crossover moment is really difficult to get. Almost nobody has that. It's really hard, but you know, with these dance features, you never know. You never know what could strike and become a big hit or a TikTok hit. There's different ways in. So
okay, I'm looking that one up.
Definitely got to look that one up. Definitely a bop. So get into Dream of You by Chung Ha and Rehab. Moving along, there is an album that we've been talking about for the entire year, pretty much. Steps are finally here with their album, What the Future Holds. And I'm very excited for them. And I think this is another stellar album. It's insane because they've been around since 5, 6, 7, 8 was like 98, like basically Britney's career length, because they toured with Britney. That's always like frame of reference. So to still be going strong for that long and arguably have some of their best music is just so impressive. I highly recommend several songs on the album, One Touch, Clouds. There's one song that they released a day before called To the Beat of My Heart, which is
I did listen really to that fantastic. One. I pressed play thinking it was going to be a Hillary Duff cover, and I was like, oh.
No, that one is actually, so this is a nerdy-ass thing. So this song was written by MNEK and Molly King of the Saturdays. It was, I believe, supposed to be her third solo single. So Saturdays fans and Girls Aloud fans will really like this one because it sounds just like a Girls Aloud / Saturdays song. It's very that. And yeah, it's a great album, very up-tempo, very gay, very camp. I've definitely got some messages of people saying like they checked it out because we've talked about What the Future Holds and the first songs that came out of it. And from what I hear, they are close to, I think they're in second place on the UK albums charts, which is phenomenal. And apparently they're selling better than places 3 to 10 combined right now. So it's just them and Gary Barlow, who's a legend in his own right, for number one. And yeah, they're killing it. And in a better world, in Earth 2, I would have been at the What the Future Holds tour with Sophie Ellis Bextor right now, but maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
I need to get my steps in, if you will. Listen to that one. I do like What the Future Holds.
Yeah, it's a really good, you'll enjoy it for the walking around the city vibe. So yeah, there's that. Then bringing down the BPM quite a bit, we have Taylor Swift.
I know, this is what I was getting my steps into this weekend, because it's like, you know, it's like, you know, everything is, the trees are dying and it's very, you know, autumn.
Folklore.
Yeah, emotional.
Yeah, this album's really hitting right now. Folklore gets a special Long Pond Sessions Disney Plus special and full album release, which is very generous. She sang the whole album through as an acoustic moment. Not super, like it's just slightly stripped down. It's live vocals. It's really good. The special was really good. Did you watch?
I did.
I learned a lot about.
Can you believe?
I cannot believe.
The Swiftie has jumped out. I can't even believe
it. Truly. I really liked learning about her process and the song meanings, especially, obviously, This Is Me Trying is my fave, and I liked what she had to say about it a lot. Really added a lot of, it just really justified why that song does it for me. But also, it got really heavy when she was talking about, you know, how the pandemic was affecting everything and how she was thinking about the people who were working, which people suspected this was what the song is about in, whatchamacallit?
Epiphany?
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking love this song. It's gorgeous.
It is. So I thought that was a very deep and special meaning there. And yeah, I just really loved this whole special. And I know it's not a pop spectacle, but that is not what this album is. It's, this special didn't, you know, pretend to be anything other than what it was. So I really appreciated that. And yeah, I thought it was a really good job.
It was really well filmed. I thought the audio was great. The cinematography was great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like you said, I loved hearing her talk about the songs because I feel like, I mean, yeah, like all of her stuff in the past was always gossipy. Like it was always about men or like some sort of headline. And this, I thought it was really cool seeing her switch it up into something more introverted a little bit.
Yeah.
And calmer. I don't know.
Yeah, because she got to say, you know, these were narratives that weren't necessarily about my life.
Right.
So rather than trying to figure out which ex this is about. However, one of the cool parts of this, which not to take away from her contributions, is that her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, was a co-writer on two of the songs. She revealed it in the special. He was the mystery writer, William Bowery, which, I mean, that's really hot that she like walked in on him like singing a chorus and she decided to like ask him to collab. That's like... the talent.
Oh my god, that's so hot. Just like, it's like me sitting like, on a notebook writing yeah.
Yeah, he just wrote the word Betty and she was like, I'll take it.
Oh my god, it's so hot.
I just think, well, I don't know, this seems to be like a really good, without reducing her to relationships, it seems like this has been for a while anyway, and it's cool that he is creative. That maybe that's the biggest takeaway. It's really cool that he was playing piano enough and well enough that she wanted to steal a melody from him, you know? That
I forgot that she even had a man.
Yeah, and that's been very purposeful, I think, because she has said in the music and in interviews, like, she's trying to lead as normal a life as she can. And she knows the more she talks about him, the more it's the focus of the tabloids and everything. So she tries to keep it on the low for the most part. But sometimes they have hot and steamy songwriting sessions together, apparently. And I'm into it for her. And she seems really at peace, not to make a reference. But
wow, I see what you did there.
She does seem to be like really in her element. And right now, obviously, the big news is that she confirmed she's re-recording the masters. She is... In the process, she said that her favorite song to redo so far is Love Story. She's really smitten by her young vocals on the song, she said, like hearing her tiny voice at that time compared to now. And I have to, during the performance, I did think about that, the Long Pond sessions. Like, she sounds different to me, like a more veteran singer-songwriter than kind of, it just feels light years away from me.
Right. I was thinking that this week, too, when I was listening to My Kind of Christmas by Christina Aguilera the other night. I was like, oh, my God, this is little Bobby Christina vocals.
Yeah. Sometimes when you grow up with them, you don't really think about it. And then you go back and you're like, wait, that is a child singing.
You perform to them 20 years later on stage.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of our faves do not change the vocals. Yes.
Oh.
But yeah, so I'm excited for Taylor. I mean, it's bittersweet, obviously. It would be cool if she could have her songs back. But, yeah. You know, this is
interesting.
I feel
like she's going to get there. I really do.
Yeah, and I do think this is still like, you know, some people do greatest hits compilations and they re-record all the songs. That is not the most weird thing. So I still think this would be a very successful thing for her to do. And yeah, I still don't quite understand the logistics of how that's legal to do. But if it works, then it works.
I also really like the lakes. Just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I do like the lakes.
Hanging in the lakes. And I love the story about it. Because I was like, what is... I just thought it was
about...
Yeah,
what lake?
I just thought it was like, oh, cool. Like, you know, you just go to a lake and it's like calm. But it was like actually a story behind it. I was like, wow.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the biggest takeaway from the special was all the stories that she told about why the songs were. And she's a storyteller. She really is. Like, she really is good at evoking emotion and nostalgia. And I don't know, the Swifties jumping out.
She's a writer just like you.
A little writer girl.
Just gotta get you in the vocal booth studio.
Yeah, maybe I'll be the next William Bowery with Taylor.
Yeah.
Moo-moo's in the writing credits, mystery writer.
Moo-moo's, the baked ZD sessions.
Oh my god, dead. Well, I think we've arrived at the main attraction.
Well, that's an objective opinion.
Well, I think subjective, but yes.
Oh. I'm not the writer of the group. So anyway...
Yeah, I shouldn't say main attraction. I should say the most high profile release of the week, probably, or the most anticipated. Yes, it's time to get a little country, get a little rock and roll. It's Miley Cyrus, Plastic Hearts. Your thoughts?
So on first listen, I was like, okay, what is this? But then I got so into it, especially the Night Crawling and also the song with Joan Jett,
Bad Karma. Bad Karma.
I'm not going to impersonate the beat because that's inappropriate. It's kind of
going to sound, it's going to sound like your Thanksgiving song, to be honest.
Yeah. we're not going to impersonate that, but like,
we're not
obsessed with it. Also, I really like the, which one do I really like? Those are like the standouts for me.
Yeah.
And also Hate Me.
And I think it's really surprising, actually, that the standouts are the ones with features with Billy Idol and Joan Jett, because I feel like a lot of the time when we have a really big pop star who does a feature with a legend or another pop star.
What are you saying about Pretty Girls?
Well, the exception to the rule. I just always feel like it's almost the headline is bigger than the song. Like the fact that they collaborate is almost bigger than the song. Not to throw shade at our girl, but like Gaga and Florence Welch, Hey Girl on Joanne was like not.
Never heard it.
Not, well, okay. But it wasn't it for me. And, I think often those, I actually like genuinely do love Sign from Above, but I know that a lot of people don't. And that again is like Gaga and Elton, and that gets a lot of, it almost overshadows the song sometimes. But I actually think that these features are the standouts as well. I from first play, I've been pretty obsessed with it. I haven't really stopped listening. We've kind of said it from the beginning that ever since she's been doing rock covers, which has been like since years ago. I mean, she did Rebel Yell with Billy Idol all the time ago. And obviously the streak of summer covers, the Cranberries, Edge of 17 with Stevie, like she's just been nailing it and she's made for this. And I really do think that she's finally hit her stride, her groove, her lane. Like it just feels right that she's doing rock and roll. I do think she's a modern rock and roll star, even though that term is kind of dead. Who else has kind of like lived that kind of rock star life of superstar fame, you know, the industry sleaziness and navigating, you know, drugs and sex and all these high profile relationships and the breakups? And like, she is a rock star, I think. And her voice is so fucking cool and gets even more gravelly the longer she's going on. And I think she just sounds at home being like, I'm not a role model, fuck my reputation. That must be really freeing for her, because I think she grew up in the Disney machine and this is like the middle finger. You know, it was already starting with bangers, obviously. And then she went off the deep end and Dead Pets even more. But I feel like this is a really refined Miley that's like rebellious, but it just feels right.
It's like her Can't Be Tamed, but like the adult version.
Yes, I said that.
With a bunch of grit.
Absolutely. I said in my review that it's like Can't Be Tamed was the suggestion of what she was always going to become. It was always going to be, that was always her mission statement. She says in Midnight Sky, like, I was born to run. Like, that is her. She says it loud and clear in these songs. Like, I'm not going to be faithful. I'm like cold hearted, whatever. But like, that's her. Fair warning. At least she's honest.
She's not your robot.
Robot too. Like all of that is like full circle moment a decade later. And I thought the one of the most interesting songs is actually Golden G-String, which she did with Emil Haney, who did all the like early Lana. I think that's a really good overview of her career and the men in power and putting on a show for people and feeling like she had to be entertaining, but also they told her to cover up, so she didn't. And the lyrics of that song are really good, I think. And my other favorites, Give Me What I Want, is like Nine Inch Nails, Closer. It sounds just like it. It's really good. I really love Angel Like You.
So good.
Plastic Hearts, the actual song, and What the Fuck Do I Know? I really, that opening streak of like, it only really kind of dips for me between High and Hate Me, but I still really like those songs. I guess I probably, just because they're slower, the pace is so fast at the first seven songs that it kind of dips a bit. But those songs are great as well. Hi has some of her best vocals on there. Hate Me kind of reminds me of Noah, actually. It kind of reminds me of like Noah's brooding emo girl vibe, which is interesting. And yeah, I think this is a really, really strong album. It's too soon to say, but I just feel like it's her most authentically her album. I agree with that. I don't know if I'll immediately say it's her best album, but I kind of feel like it is. Cause I think it sounds like the true Miley experience. So I'm really, really into this album. I haven't stopped listening since Thanksgiving. And yeah, it's giving me all the other part of it is like, this is a reminder of early Hillary, early Lindsay. Like, this is when our pop girls were pop rock.
I know, even like the pinks and the blacks and the text and like all the graphics. I'm like, oh my God, Speak by Lindsay Lohan's impact.
Literally. And I don't think that's even an accident. I think that's like exactly kind of where they were trying to hit too, because it's almost like what she grew up around. And then she even like during the breakout era, like Seven Things, Fly on the Wall, like the signs were all there that this is what the album was eventually going to be. We have to stan. We are. I feel like that Avril meme of that interview where she's like, I like to break things. I'm a rock girl. That's how I feel after listening. I like to smash things, get mad.
Those early Avril albums too are so good.
Oh yeah. Like, but after hearing this, I was like, oh, Mr. James Dean, Hillary, like literally iconic. It's not that different. Yeah. It's there. When our girls were really like all about guitars and drums and stuff, it was a time to be alive. That's for sure.
Sure was, wasn't it?
So yes, we highly endorse Plastic Hearts, and I'm really happy it's finally out. I feel like she gets to hopefully do more live performances. And
do we think she's going to tour with this? I feel like she's not.
I don't know. I mean,
it almost feels very kind of like Folklore. Like, I don't know if it's gonna carry over into like the end of next year. Like, it feels like a moment in time album.
Yeah, it's
and
possible.
I'll be okay with that.
It's possible. I don't know. I don't really know what the plan is. I think it makes for a really easy to do live backyard sessions, which she's already done this era. But something like that, but maybe a little more extravagant and have all the features appear, you know, that seems very doable. A Plastic Hearts one night only event. I don't know. It's hard to say because I don't know when anyone's touring. So it's hard to say like if they can tour in 3 months, which they won't, but if they could, then maybe. But if it would take a full year, I don't know. Cause she moves on so fast anyway.
Right. She'll probably have a new album out.
Right. So we'll see. But super into it, super into the voice, super into the look, just into all of it for this era. So congrats, Miley. You did it. We did it, Miley.
You did it, Miley.
You're going to be the next punk rock princess of the United States.
Oh, wait. Did you see the TikTok trend of everyone sitting at their Thanksgiving tables with their families all being like, we did it, Joe. As like their,
yes, I did.
Their prayer.
Their prayer. I saw that one and I saw the WAP one. They all did the lyrics to Wet Ass Pussy as a family, which is iconic also.
You should do that with your mom.
I definitely should. I actually want to drive around with my mom to listening to this album because she would love it. She's very of the hair metal era. Like, she loves Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, and stuff like that. So I feel like she'll really like this.
Oh my God. Mama Moomoo's is Plastic Hearts rocker. Era incoming.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
Ugh, queen.
Totally.
Can't wait to see her again.
I know, in 2022.
Yeah. When I'm not in the state that I was in the first time I met her. So embarrassing.
Well, that'll fit Plastic Hearts.
Yeah,
it'll be like cute sunglasses at night.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, well, we had a lot of really great music come out this week, and we have more things to look forward to very soon.
We do, including a new album from Queen Inna. I cannot wait.
I can't wait. Some of it, I think she accidentally uploaded it to YouTube, or they did it on purpose. But yeah, there's a song called Thicky. I am obsessed. It sounds, somebody pointed out to me that it sounds like Dev in the Dark. It's very that.
Dance in the dark.
Yes, except it's Thicky. So it's already, I'm just very into it. And yeah, she never fails. So Romanian Queen of Pop, Ina, coming soon, December 4th, I believe. And also on December 4th is the most festive time of the year.
It's time.
Mariah's special Christmas special is coming to Apple Music. No, Apple Plus, TV Plus.
Yeah.
Now, I don't, you know, some of the girls were asking if we were going to do a live thing, but I think this is just something that like plops on there at midnight or something. Yeah. So I don't.
Also, do you need an Apple TV to watch Apple TV, or can you just...
No, I think you can sign up for it online. I don't think you... Well, I think you need an Apple device, so like you can watch on your laptop.
Okay.
But I don't think... You definitely don't need the TV. I think you can watch on your laptop.
Okay,
but,
I'm looking that one up.
We are going to find a way to watch the Mariah Christmas special and see this Jennifer Hudson, Ariana Grande collab, and there's tons of guest stars, and she looks... incredible. There's like this long white dress that she wears in one of the promo pics that's so gorgeous.
I'm so excited for this because she is getting a production.
Yes, it's well deserved. The Queen of Christmas.
Granted, most of it looks like it's CGI, but like we stand.
You know what?
Like, that's the future.
Fine. That is the future.
Oh, speaking of CGI, I didn't write this in our notes on this episode for today, but did you see the KDA music video for I'll Show You?
No, I have not yet.
Okay, so Ari's solo era incoming. But my favorite track on the KDA EP, I'll Show You, has a concept video, and she's basically a queen of pop dreaming about being on stage. And she's like sitting there and she's sad. And then she gets in this little 3D ball that literally looks like Work Bitch promo from Las Vegas. And then the orb like opens up exactly like Britney's did. And I was like, oh my God, her impact.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll definitely watch. I mean, I love really the KDA good. EP. And yeah. Okay. I'll check that one out. I'm going to look that one up.
And at the end, she's a queen of pop. And I was like,
ugh, you.
Yeah.
And finally, the most important thing of all, as we've kept reminding everyone, One Night with Bobby Rexha is coming soon. Our queen, we will be watching and streaming and live chatting, I think.
Right, because this is going to be live, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which means, who knows what that could mean, that maybe we can pop into the chat, the Bad Bitches and Rexars only, telling her.
8,000 of you? Okay, 1,000 people just left. Get the fuck on my fucking chat.
Power bitch moves this December.
I hope that she goes like live. Like, I want her to flip out.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Ugh, what an icon.
Truly. So we're very excited. Bebe Rexha coming soon.
I wish she was doing Roblox, though, because that would have been so fucking funny.
Oh, God. Baby, I'm Jealous featuring Lava.
Or like a Minecraft tour.
Yes.
Ugh. Oh, my God. Matt Zoe did a Minecraft event. It was like really like strobe heavy. I was like, oh, this is a bit too much.
Oh, well, she'll find some game to, I don't know, what kind of MMORPG, Battleship, I don't know.
Bobby Rexha, Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I wish, oh my God. If you're a pervert, get out of my island.
Yeah. Right, like performing on The Sims 4.
Yeah. Well.
We laugh because we stan.
We do.
Well, until that night, well, until next week, we'll be discussing Mariah and all of that. What else is coming next week? Any other albums for the rest of the year? No, right?
Unless there's some surprises, you never know.
Yeah, Glory on a quadruple vinyl.
Yeah, well, that's the definite.
Glory A-track.
Oh, no, don't even give them ideas.
Yeah. Well, next week we will be getting festive and merry and discussing Mariah. Then it's One Night with Bobby Rexha. And then we have the Legends Only Awards coming soon. Spotify Wrapped is coming up.
It's and a stacked December.
Then 2020 is fucking over. So until then, we will
see you
soon. 4 more fucking weeks.
I'm still laughing at BB and Island.
Honestly, that's
like...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.